It's time for the truth. Would you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Glad that you've joined us today. We're in the study of Revelation today, Revelation chapter 6, and we're going to read from verse 1 down through verse 8. So if you'd please open your Bibles to Revelation chapter 6, we'll begin reading with verse 1 very shortly. And while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to call us here at the church, the phone number is 217-847-2717. If you would like to visit our website, we have several hundred messages, Bible studies up on the site. Please that you would enjoy those, grow from those, come to know the Lord Jesus through them. And also we have our Constitution and Plan of Salvation at the site. So please that you would take a look at that. I hope you enjoy it. It's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. And also, if you would like to email us, it also is www.parkviewbible@gmail.com. That's not Parkview Bible Church, it's just parkviewbible@gmail.com. Hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study. And we're going to begin now reading at Revelation chapter 6, verse 1. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were a noise of thunder, and one of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, "Come and see." And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given unto him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. And when he had opened the third seal, and I saw the third beast say, heard the third beast say, "Come and see." And I beheld, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, "A measure of wheat for a penny, three measures of barley for a penny, and see thou hurt not the oil and the wine." And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, "Come and see." And I looked, and behold, a pale horse. His name that sat on him was Death, and hell followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth, to kill with the sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beasts of the earth. Now let's go to the Lord in prayer after starting the precious word today. Father, we thank and praise you that we have this wonderful opportunity to come together and study your word. So please, that you just guide and lead us today. Please touch every heart, those that do not know you as their Savior, that you would bring them today to salvation. Please, that not one more day goes by that they don't say yes, because one day, one of these days, Father, you're going to stop calling, and that opportunity is going to go away. And, Father, I don't want anyone that's ever listened to one of these programs, ever heard me preach or teach, not be saved. I want them to come by faith to you and trust in you for salvation. So please, today, we bring them to the cross of Calvary where you died for them, and then you rose again. What a tremendous victory. So we have forgiveness of our sins, and we have life. And so please, dear Lord, that all that are listening will enjoy that salvation, that life, and enjoy it all through this, only to enjoy it for eternity with you. So please, speak to hearts today, save those that are lost, and grow those that are saved. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we look at these verses of Scripture, and we take our time as we go verse by verse and enjoy them, we need to understand that as these seals begin to unfold, the judgment of God is coming down upon this God-forsaken earth and this world that has spit in his face, judgment will come. The first we found was the white horse, and that was in verse 2. First they said, come and see, and the first seal was opened, and we have a bow and a crown, and the cry went out, peace, peace, peace. But when he went forth conquering and to conquer, he did, but it was peace, but it was without bloodshed. And so the rider of this white horse, what he becomes is an idol to all the nations. The problem is that he is an idol. He has rejected the Lord Jesus, this rider of the white horse, and he also leads multitudes away from God the Father and God the Son. And in the process, he picks up the praise, and they bow down to him, and they worship him. This is the white one. So he is not truly a peacemaker, because if you're a peacemaker, you will bring people to the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. That is being a peacemaker. He is not a peacemaker. He is a phony. He's fake. He seems like he brings peace to the earth, and that brings everybody to bow down to him. And so, first, he gets them to follow him. Next, we have the second seal. The words come and see were the same. This time, we have a red horse. This rider will take the peace, this fake peace that has been developed here, the worship of this ungodly man. The second seal will take away any peace that seemed to be there. It was false. It wasn't everlasting by any means. It had no power, no strength, no authority. There is a specific purpose given him from God, this red horse. This purpose will be to kill. And you say, well, that's not the God I know. Well, it is the one I know. You see, he is righteous, and he is holy, and he is just. And he has given you every opportunity to come by faith to him, and you have rejected that, so judgment's going to come. And all this power is given only through God, the white horse and the red horse. He allows Satan and his followers to be loosed for a season here to bring his judgment upon the earth. And so the purpose is to kill. And he will bring out the true colors of man. Man as a whole is very wicked. Anger will be stirred up between men, and that anger will turn so quickly to such a great violence, a level of violence that's never been seen before. And it'll mean a brutal death to mankind as they fight each other. Again, a level of violence that's never been seen. It'll be the goriest battles that's ever been witnessed. There has never been a man that has come so far in their destruction as will this rider of the red horse. Men today have little conscience, but it will turn to none. We are living in a day of hatred, of madmen, dictators. They see no value in human life. Take it or leave it. And that will bring in to be full blown with this red horse. Now we come to the black horse. And we've kind of just started this last time we were together. This black horse, this is found in the fifth verse of the sixth chapter. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see. And I beheld, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. Have you noticed that there are no names for the riders? We have the white, the red, and now the black horse. but it just mentions the one that was he that sat on him and what he possessed, but no names are given. This black horse had a pair of balances in his hand, and I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, three measures of barley for a penny, and see thou not hurt the oil and the wine. This black indicating mourning. And let's go to a couple of verses of scripture here that I want you to see. And one is Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 28. Jeremiah chapter 4. I'm looking it up right now. I hope that you too have the opportunity to do that. Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 28. For this shall the earth mourn, and the heavens above be black, because I have spoken it, I have proposed it, and I will not repent, neither will I turn back from it. Judgment is coming. Let's go to Malachi 3:14, the last book of the New Testament. Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, and then Malachi. And if you flipped over to Matthew, you're too far. Malachi chapter 3, verse 14. Malachi 3:14. Ye have said, it is vain to serve God. And what profit is it that we have kept his ordinances, and that we have walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts? And again, it is vain, ye have said, it is vain to serve God. What profit is it? You have no profit if you're not serving God. If you're serving this world and the things of this world, that was the question. Ye have said, it is vain to serve God. And what profit is it that we have kept his ordinances? Well, they didn't. They kept their tradition. And that we have walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts? They didn't. They didn't mourn over their sin at all. Black speaks of famine as we look at this verse of scripture. The balance of his hand and heard in the midst of the four beasts, a measure of wheat for a penny. Let's look back at Lamentations. Lamentations. Lamentations you'll find right after the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah, Lamentations. Lamentations chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. Their visage is blacker than a coal. They are not known in the streets. Their skin cleaveth to their bones. It is withered. It is become like a stick. They that be slain with the sword are better than they that be slain with hunger. For these pine away, stricken through for want of fruits and of fields. Lamentations 5:10. Our skin was black like an oven because of the terrible famine. When we look to the Old Testament, you'll find that it is not only something that took place at that day, but many times it's also prophetic of what is to come to pass. We have two grains listed here, wheat and barley. Wheat and barley. We've got the scales out, and we've got a couple of products, wheat and barley. And it speaks of a measure of wheat for a penny, three measures of barley for a penny. It will be weighed out by measure, and it'll be a very small amount. Barley produces a black bread. And in these times, back in the Bible times, it was eaten only by slaves or the very, very poor. A penny or denarius is a day's wage for a soldier. One measure or quart of wheat for a penny. Three measures or three quarts of barley for a penny. a day's food supply, and it was for slave or a very, very poor individual, the price is 8 times its normal price. And then the scripture says at the end, kind of a strange statement, it says, but see thou hurt not the oil and the wine. We have the barley and the wheat, and we have very small portions. It's very, very expensive. And it was a food of the very poor or the slave. But now we come to the oil and the wine. It says, do not hurt it. You see, to this point, the rich will not be felt. You ever notice that the middle class is leaving? And the very, very rich seem to possess everything. The rich get richer and the poor get poorer. Well, during the tribulation period, when this seal is opened, and this is the seal of the black horse, it's the third seal that the Lord Jesus is opening, and he has decided here that there's going to be great famine. But to this point, and they'll get their justice, so don't say, wait a minute here, how come God isn't judging the rich because they're the ones that's causing a lot of it? Well, he will. It will come. But right now it says, see thou hurt not the oil and the wine. In other words, the rich are not going to be touched by this. The oil and the wine were only found on the tables of the very rich. The governing class of people at this time will be exempt. The working class and the poor will greatly suffer. Just wait, and they'll get their rightful judgment. It will come to the very rich. But right now, we don't see that underway. Now, we find that the working class and the poor will suffer. And as we read back in Jeremiah, Malachi, and Lamentations, you'll find that to die the death of hunger is much worse than dying a death with the sword. Why is God bringing such a penalty upon mankind? It's because of their wickedness. It's because they have rejected the Lord Jesus Christ. Is that you? Have you rejected Jesus Christ? Have you got hung up on your religion and your denomination and you're trusting in baptism or something other than the plan of salvation, which is by grace, believe in Jesus Christ and you shall be saved, period. And not only be saved, you're going to keep saved. You're going to be saved eternally. Wonderful. Do you understand that? If you'll just come by faith to Jesus today, that he will save you and he will keep you, why do you want to add works to that? And works are a curse. And those that are cursed is literally hell-bound. You want to add baptism to your salvation because you think that's just a little better? Hell-bound you'll be. You want to add works of any sort or another to your salvation? Hell-bound. That's all you have. That's all you'll get. And your death will be a painful death. This 7 years of tribulation is going to be the most awful time on this earth. And the only reason you have to face this is because you have rejected Jesus Christ, the Son of God. So please today, please come by faith to the Lord Jesus and trust in him. Now again, right now it seems that the very rich are going to be exempt, but that's going to change. So you see, we have the white horse, the bow and the crown, and they'll come and they'll bow down to him. The red horse shows up, the rider of the red horse, and we find that the peace is taken away. and they'll just begin to slaughter each other. And then the black horse arrives, and there'll be a great famine, the greatest famine that's ever been seen up on this earth. And now we have the pale horse, the fourth one. And when he opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, "Come and see." Same thing, same introduction. Come and see. And John looked, as it says in verse 8, and behold, a pale horse. Now look, this is going to be a little different, because his name that sat on him was death, and hell followed with him. And the power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with the sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with beasts of the earth. Pale horse. On the three earlier seals, the rider was not named. Here the rider is named. His name is Death. And we find that hell follows alongside. The Greek word here does not mean that hell comes along behind, but that hell follows along with the rider, Death. On this pale horse. These two, death and hell, they're called the custodians of the body and soul, of the lost. They're going to be butchered during these terrible days. These lost men, why does anyone reject the grace of God? Why does anyone reject coming by faith to Jesus? At the close of the thousand-year reign of Christ, they will give up their prisoners, and they themselves will be cast into the lake that burneth with fire and brimstone. You'll find that in Revelation chapter 20, verse 14. Death and hell are the custodians of the bodies and souls of the lost. The keeper of my soul, and soon to be my body, is my Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember that these judgments are in sequence. In character, in duration, in severity, all come from the throne of the eternal God. Power was given. The rider of this fourth seal, the fourth horse, the pale horse, the rider was death. Death deals with the living. Think about that. Death comes. Death deals with the living, and hell with the soul of the dead. Death deals with the living, and hell deals with the soul of the dead. My Lord Jesus, my Savior, has given me the gift of salvation. He has given me eternal life, never to face death, never to be placed in hell. But to the lost, death and hell is all you have. The first three seals use only one instrument of judgment. But the fourth seal, there is four that are used. Now, what do I mean by an instrument of judgment? The first one, he came with a bow, no arrows, and a crown. And so people began to bow to him. And so they were led astray. They were led astray because he brought seemingly peace to the earth, but it was a fake peace, a phony peace. And many thousands and thousands, millions followed him. Bowed down to him. That was the first one. The second one, we find that there was another, the horse that was red. Power was given unto him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and they shall kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. So first, we find the first two seals. One is peace. The second is with the sword. The third seal is famine, if you remember. The third beast said, come and see, and behold, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, three measures of barley for a penny. Famine only bothered the very poor. Now we come to the fourth. And that fourth beast comes with a sword, with famine, with death, and with beasts. So the sword is from the second seal. The famine is from the third seal. And now we have the death, which is pestilence. So you have the sword and famine and pestilence in the death, and the last is the beasts, noisome, evil beasts. And so now we have four. The sword under the end, the second seal, and hunger under the third seal are brought up again with two more, pestilence and the beasts of the earth, evil beasts. The sword will bring much death and much suffering. Hunger brings a more painful death than the sword. And it will not end until its work is complete. In other words, till they're dead. Death, pestilence, is plagues and diseases. And what it leaves, whatever is not dead from these, the evil beasts will finish off. Will finish off. What a sad, sad day. This involvement here of our God to bring judgment. It is an awful sight. An awful sight. You say, well, why is God doing it? It's because of our wickedness. Have you noticed that we have murdered millions of babies through abortion? Through the what they call the rights of the woman? What right do they have to take the life of that baby? We find today that the Ten Commandments, a cross, any mention of God or the Lord Jesus in schools or anything is banned today. Those ungodly individuals are stealing our freedom away, and we're standing back and watching it. We need to stand up for our God. We know this world's going to get more wicked. Understand the judgments that God is handing out here are deserved judgments. God judges righteously. Righteously. You can avoid all this if you'll just come by faith to the Lord Jesus. Please trust in Him today. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?